time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Lamar Jackson met with the media following the Ravens' win over the Vikings on Sunday afternoon.
Lamar, what did you think? I know a lot of your defense has taken a lot of heat earlier this season. What did you think of the defensive performance today?
They played great. You know, played Ravens standard football. I feel like we should have had them out a little bit more, but they got it done. Room for improvement.
How much kind of confidence does that give you when things maybe, you know, are up and down offensively and then you kind of rely on the defense to do what it did today?
A lot of confidence, you know, but I have even more if we was putting points on the board like we should, you know. Hats off to our defense because they played a wonderful game.
Lamar, what does it mean going forward to be able to handle this kind of environment, really only have one pre-snap penalty and not turn the ball over? What do you think was the key to that?
Just practicing hard, you know, trying to get better in practice. It starts in practice, and it translates to the field, you know, on Sundays and Mondays, whenever we play. But, yeah, I'm going to get on Voorhees about that.
Mark, just how big is this win to come into a tough environment against a team that was playing good ball and get a win?
Oh, man. Shout out to Vikings, you know, all phases, because they played a wonderful game as well. But, you know, it's good. You know, it's good to see from all phases for us as well. You know, like you said, going against a great opponent and our defense playing the way they did against a talented elite offense. But there's always room for improvement.
Do you feel now three straight, you know, after that 1-5 start, do you feel this team has turned a corner yet?
Yeah, but there's still a lot of ball left. You know, you got to stay locked in. Can't be complacent or nothing like that. You know, you got to stay locked in.
Lamar, what are the conversations like when you went to the 2-minute warning? You had a 3rd and 4, deciding whether to run, pass, stay aggressive. Do you have any input on that late in that final drive?
I didn't say anything, you know. I was just pretty much talking to the offense, really. I didn't communicate with coach, you know. I was just locked in trying to get the first down, if anything.
Are you holding the breath after that ball got deflected on that final third of yours to see it pop up?
No, I didn't hold my breath. I was just going to get it, yeah. I was going to attack the ball myself. I wasn't letting him catch it. Wasn't trying to let that happen, but, you know, just slapped the ball down.
Lamar, you were saying that you wish you would put more points on the board. You know, after last week, that the offense seemed to be going really good against the Dolphins. But a win like this, a grinded out win, how important are those?
Extremely important, you know, especially in our division. You know, we play these type of games a lot. Hopefully we're not in these type of games, but we got to get used to it, get accustomed to it.
How do you think the mood has kind of changed with you guys just from obviously 1-5 at one point and not happy with that? You rattle off 3 in a row. How would you kind of describe the mood over the past few weeks?
You know, everyone's happy when they win, you know, but I feel like our mood hasn't changed. You know, we still locked down. You know, we still feel like we won the FICO. We're still behind, you know, in our division. So we got to, like I said, can't get complacent, stay locked down.
Lamar, has the messaging from Harbaugh changed at all over the good times and the bad, or has it stayed, like, pretty consistent?
Pretty consistent, I believe.
Does it mean anything? This is your 100th career start in the regular season. Does that mean anything to you, or did you even know about it?
Nah, I didn't even know anything about it, but it's cool to get a win on the 100th start. Pretty dope.